This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds. We were thrilled at KUOW a year ago this month when our poetry correspondent, Elizabeth Austin, was named Washington State Poet Laureate. Elizabeth has been a frequent guest on the station for many years, including on The Record, and usually she brings us the work of a Pacific Northwest poet. But today, we asked her to talk about herself and her first year as the state's Poet Laureate. Marcy Silman asked Elizabeth Austin what the job of Poet Laureate actually entails.
In our state, it's a job. So I have a contract with the state to go to all 39 counties. I've been to 24 so far. And I teach free writing workshops. I give readings. I read with other Washington poets. I interview them sometimes after the reading. Essentially, I'm an ambassador for poetry.
So you will, by the time you're done with your term, have visited every corner of the state?
I'm on track to do that.
How receptive are the audiences that you meet in places that maybe don't have as much poetry as others?
What I'm finding is that I'm usually partnering with the people in the community who want their community to have literature and poetry. And I'm finding that those people are everywhere in the state. I'll tell you a little story. I was invited to read as part of the opening of a new community library down in Toledo, Washington.
I'm not even sure where that is.
It's a little tiny town. And in fact, it's such a small town that when they asked to have a regular library as part of the Timberland Library System, they were told they were too small. They could have a book kiosk. Well, the people in Toledo weren't happy with a book kiosk, so they organized and created their own community library. And me and another poet named Terry Martin were the very first event they had. And I just checked their Facebook page today, and they've continued to have events there. And they've made a place for books, for reading, for poetry in their small town.
That's really wonderful. Are there poets in every corner of the state?
So far, yes. That's what I'm finding. And that's part of the great pleasure of doing this is through my work here at KOW, I've attempted to know the poets of the state, but I've discovered I have not known lots of them. And so that's been a really lovely thing is to find out how many wonderful poets there are in every corner of the state.
That's a beautiful thing to be a poetry ambassador. What does it mean for your own poetry, writing your own work?
I struggled a little bit at first, I'll be honest. I'm still working 3 days a week at Children's Hospital. Here's the secret I found. If I can get up and first thing in the morning, read a little poetry while I have my coffee and wake up, and then I actually set the little timer on my phone and I write for 20 minutes. Sometimes I'm just nattering on to myself, but sometimes a poem starts. But if I can do 20 minutes day in and day out, I still feel like a writer. And then I find that I've actually written poems and I now have, for the first time in several years, a new book manuscript in the works. So I'm doing it 20 minutes a day.
So you have a manuscript in the works, which gives us a great opportunity. We always hear other people's poetry, but now we want to hear some of yours. So can you read something for us?
Sure. I'm going to read you a poem that was written at a little cafe over in Green Lake. Now, the cafe in Green Lake has a different name than the title of this poem, but that's one of the things poets do, is this cafe name made better sense for the poem. Like a lot of writers, I often write in coffee shops, and occasionally what starts out as a distraction becomes the poem itself, and that's what happened here. It's called Cafe Vivace. I want to watch, but it's not a movie. This is their lives, their lush early 20s. He brought the scent of jasmine into the room, and they can't stop gazing at each other across the gross anatomy textbooks open between them. And I can't stop noticing their gazing or the way the aroma of jasmine, like sweet smoke, spills from their table onto mine. Vast minutes of saying nothing, just looking. The pages between them unturned. His whole body's intention is her. Her whole body's attention is him, him, him. Even from the corner of my eye, face averted from their 1,000 watts of want, even I, long past jasmine, burn again.
It's Poet Laureate Elizabeth Austin. This is a poem called Cafe Vivace, which I understand you wrote at a place called Cafe Zocca. So it's the Vivace that you were trying to capture. It brings up this question to me about writing in cafes, because I always wondered what poets were doing when they're sitting there with their notebooks out, or I don't know if you have a computer, but, you know, gazing around. So you're actually looking at us and writing about us. It's true.
Often, yes. Sometimes I'm there because I need the white noise of the conversation around me. But sometimes, honestly, what's happening around me is more compelling than what I'm managing to get on the page. And this poem was funny because I was taking notes, pretending to write while I was just unable to not notice what was happening next to me, as the poem says. But then that description sat in what I call my compost heap for maybe 3 years. And it really wasn't until I was rifling through that at one point and I realized that the original draft was just them, and I realized I needed to include why were they so compelling and why had I hung on to that draft.
Do you have paper and a pen everywhere you go?
I do. Every bag I have is stashed with little notebooks and pens.
So sometimes you just flip through to see what notes you've jotted down?
Mm-hmm. I like to go away when I can to writing retreats, and then I'm bringing all those various scrappy, ugly notebooks and rifling through them, hoping that I'm going to discover something that I don't remember writing that is weird and interesting that I can work into a poem.
Just a last question, if I may. I'm curious how this experience of traveling and wearing that fake Greek laurel in your hair as poet laureate changes the way you think about the work that you do.
I applied to be the poet laureate, to do this job, because I'm convinced that people don't know what poetry really has to offer them, and that when they do know, they want it, and it's valuable to them. And the experiences I've had traveling all over the state have just confirmed and if anything, intensified that sense for me.
Elizabeth, it's always wonderful to talk with you about other poets, and even more special to talk about your own work. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for inviting me, Marcy.
And you can hear Elizabeth Austin read another one of her poems. Just go to our website, kuow.org. This is The Record.